This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have both marked Veterans Day, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At Arlington National Cemetery, the president was at the Tomb of the Unknowns, saluting in a soaking rain. He did not speak at the annual observance and has not made any remarks in nearly a week while refusing to concede the election to Biden. The president-elect visited the Korean War Memorial in Philadelphia, where he greeted some families. He's been taking a measured tone while forming plans for his administration, looking to lower the national temperature as President Trump refuses to concede. The president today again claimed on Twitter he actually won, raising new and unsupported claims of corruption and dishonesty, and saying the race was stolen from him. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A January runoff in Georgia will decide the control of the U.S. Senate. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Alaska Republicans kept a seat in the Senate after Dan Sullivan defeated Al Gross, an independent running as a Democrat. The Georgia runoff elections set for January 5th are becoming a showdown over control of the Senate. GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock, and Republican Senator David Perdue will face challenger John Ossoff. Loeffler and Perdue appeared at a crowded indoor rally in Marietta, Georgia, with Senator Marco Rubio.
This is Georgia's decision to make. But it's America that will live with the consequences of the decision.
If Republicans only get 50 seats, Democrats would control the Senate because Vice President Kamala Harris would become the tiebreaker. I'm Jennifer King.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.